کوچه پس کوچه های محل.
The lanes seem to be anxious. It seems all the people, from Imam's neighbors to his lovers who are physically far from him, have felt a bad feeling. The hidden and bitter sense of separation.
حس پنهان و ناخوشایند جدایی.
و ما از هوایی تنفس میکنیم که شما از اون هوا تنفس میکنید. شما ایثارگرید و شما اخلاصمندید و شما در نفس خود پیروز شدید و ما عقب موندیم.
من دو تا خاطره فقط ذکر میکنم که مربوط به خارجی هاست.
I have two memories which are both about the foreigners. One is about the foreign minister of the former Soviet Union, Shevardnadze. The foreign minister notified us that he was coming. He carried an answer from Gorbachev. He entered from over here. I noticed his surprise as he approached the Hosseiniyeh. He had heard about Imam and his great deed of founding the School of the Islamic Republic. He had heard his speeches. He had heard that Imam Khomeini had toppled the 2,500-year-old despotic system and established in its stead an Islamic Republic. He had thought the Imam would be residing in a huge place like Kremlin or palaces, the likes of which can be found in North Tehran. As he came up the lanes and approached the Hosseiniyeh, I noticed him looking at the walls and everything. As he drew nearer and actually approached Imam's house, he probably imagined that he would find an opulent palace behind the gate. The gate was painted with a red rust-proof paint. Once through the gate, he saw a very small, humble house, but there... A special feeling came over us as we arrived at this door, affected by Imam's room, his shoes and his bed. Then his eyes filled with tears. When Imam Khomeini came from behind the curtain, he asked him to read the letter. I personally witnessed, I swear to God, that his legs began to shake when Imam looked his direction and asked him to read the letter. When he started to read,
when we wanted to get married, we asked Mr. Duai, our official in the Talab Daily, who was closely related to Imam's office, to get an appointment from the office, as we wanted our marriage sermon to be read by His Holiness Imam. Mr. Duai accepted and got the appointment. We asked if it is possible to take a photograph from the ceremony. Mr. Duai said Imam has read many marriage sermons, but he hadn't let anybody take pictures from ceremonies. But I asked him to do his best. He spoke with Haji Ahmad Agha, and he accepted. Then we came, and I exactly remember that I and my wife stood here, and Imam came out from that door. He came and sat down in this chair. Imam used to be the representative of bride, and Mr. Sinai, the representative of groom side, and they used to read the sermon. We had stood exactly in this place. This is my wife, and this is me, and this is my father-in-law. And His Holiness Imam was reading the sermon. After the ceremony, my father-in-law kissed Imam's hand, and I also did so. This is Mr. Duai, Imam's representative in the Talad Institute. And this is Mr. Sanai.
زحمت دادم که آقایان تشریف بیارند جهت مهمش این بود که این وصیت‌نامه سیاسی و الهی من یکیش باید به مجلس برد و یکیش به خراسان به قاستانه آقایان کسی را تعیین کنم که اونو ببرن به مجلس و اشخاصی را که ببرم به مشهد.
One night, Imam became agitated. He fainted and fell down. Haj Reza was Haj Ahmed Agha's wife's driver. Haj Ahmed Agha's wife was also here. Imam became sick two times, and in both she was present there. I called on doctors. They performed an abortion for him, fed a capsule, and injected the serum to him, and the process continued and... I wanted to turn around him directly, but I noticed that he was annoyed. So I went to his right side and then to his left side. I took him to hospital and hospitalized him. He told us to say to Haj Ahmed Agha to come at 6 o'clock.
Imam Khomeini was hospitalized on Saturday. During his last days of life, he told his family that his life was drawing to a close. Before going to the hospital, he even asked his wife to forgive him. She told him not to say that because he would be back. But he told her that he wouldn't be coming back and that he would not get well. So he was well aware of his condition from the onset. As he was being taken out of the house to be driven to the hospital, he advised us not to sin.
سألنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله.
I and Dr. Hadi have stood at the window and looked at the CCTV. Said the monitors Imam's condition. Then Imam again became agitated after 1 or 2 minutes. Dr. Hadi hit his head and he saw the red bar in the television and said that Imam passed away.
قلبی مطمئن و روحی شاد و ضمیری امیدوار به فضل خدا از خدمت خواهران و برادران مرخص و به سوی جایگاه ابدی سفر می کنم و به دعای خیر شما احتیاج مبرم دارم و از خدای رحمان و رحیم می خواهم که عذرم را در کوتاهی خدمت و قصور و تقصیر بپذیرد.
That if it hasn't, definitely it is. It's so that exists and watches everything. And so, when you say Assalamu Alaik, it means hello to you, who is here? So, if we don't say openly and just say that Imam's soul exists here, what would you like to say? We just need the prayers for good fate.